The Federal Trade Commission says it's not out to ban telemarketing, just to protect consumers from unwanted or fraudulent calls. But more than half the states have already set up Do Not Call lists. More than 1 million people have signed up for Wisconsin's, which goes into effect in January. FTC Chair Timothy Muris says states with no-call lists are ready to work with the federal government.
They like the idea of a national system with a national registry, which would quite frankly relieve them of the burden of maintaining and running the system. And they will be able to enforce the law under the Telemarketing Sales Act.
But don't call the FTC just yet. Congress must approve the act before people can sign up. Some question if the FTC has jurisdiction over telemarketing. One of the people who got Wisconsin's Do Not Call list off the ground is Jim Rabbit with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He says the FTC has authority on telemarketing calls made from one state to another, but not calls made within the boundaries of one state. Rabbit says Wisconsin will likely keep its own list because it does cover intrastate calls.
Telemarketing calls that are made within the state borders, the federal government cannot regulate, so we still need to have some regulation of them. The second concern is Wisconsin's law regulates nearly every business that may telemarket. The Federal Trade Commission, by their very nature, does not have any jurisdiction over people like telephone companies. They're regulated by another federal agency.
The Federal Communications Commission regulates phone companies. That agency is also considering rule changes to crack down on telemarketing. And that has telemarketers concerned. Even though the industry is reviled for making annoying calls, it yields nearly $300 billion in sales each year. In some ways, the industry likes the idea of a national Do Not Call list. That's according to John Sutter, marketing director for Advanced Datacom.
People that put their names on these Do Not Call lists don't want to be bothered anyways. Even if we did call them, they're very unlikely to purchase. So from that standpoint, they would be saving us time because we don't want to call them if they're not interested.
But Sutter says the lists do have a downside. Advanced Data employs about 800 people in Iowa and Wisconsin. Much of its business is in inbound calls. He says about one-fourth of the company's employees work part-time, making outbound calls. If the national list goes through, he says it could impact those jobs.
You know, we'd get fewer of these jobs, fewer of these projects, and we would be unable to provide part-time employment.
The lists don't appear to have adversely impacted Advanced Data. The company just reopened a call center in Superior and is hiring 22 people. Sign-up for the national list would begin 4 months after Congress approves it. It's not clear when or even if Congress will pass the measure. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.